The August 27th report by Anchorage attorney Parry Grover concludes the clear weight of the evidence does not support Councillor Melinda Hofstede's allegation that the mayor treats her differently because of her gender. To Grover, it appears that, quote, other factors, including political differences, personality clashes, and pride, are at the root of this very strained and complex relationship, unquote. Hofstede originally brought her complaint of a hostile work environment to the city manager in early August, alleging that Dwyer laughed at her, ignored her, and did not take her seriously because of her gender. She is the only woman on the council, which includes five other members and the mayor. Having been accused, the mayor called for an investigation, and the city retained Grover, a labor attorney, to do it. Grover interviewed almost all the city councilors, as well as all city department heads and high-level administrators. Grover listened to recorded council meetings and says he also spoke with several citizens at Hofstede's suggestion. But Hofstede's very unhappy with the investigation. She calls the process unfair.
The city manager made it clear to me that he would take an aggressive position against my allegations to protect the city's interest, which would be the defense of the mayor. Both of the city attorneys involved in this report disclosed the same to me. I asked the city to provide legal counsel and wasn't given any. All but two of the 20 witnesses were department heads who receive a city paycheck. And I just want to know, why isn't the city's interest also to be sure that I'm not being harassed? I feel like it's a typical legal maneuver that when you don't have a defense, you attack the victim.
The report did find there is, quote, no question that Hofstede is subject to more adverse action by the mayor during meetings than any other counselor, including interruptions or being gaveled down. She's also more likely to be the subject of smirks, snickers, or rolled eyes, according to the report. But the attorney goes on to say that virtually all of the witnesses he interviewed, quote, said in their own words that Councillor Hofstede is the principal cause of her own woes on the city council, unquote. He reports that several witnesses criticize Hofstede's style as aggressive, domineering, and sometimes off-putting. It's not so much the positions Hofstede takes, writes Grover, but the way she presents and advocates for her positions. Grover reports that almost every witness describes times where her questioning of staff seemed like an interrogation and some staff members felt demeaned, that she was implying they were dishonest. Hofstede objects to this characterization and much of what's in the report.
It states virtually all interviewees state that the problem is mine. I have spoken to six people on the witness list, one of which is myself, and none of them said or implied this, and that makes up a third, which is a far cry from virtually all. In my opinion, this investigation by our city labor attorney is simply a means to save the city from legal action, which I've never intended to take in the first place. I didn't want an investigation. All I wanted was some mediation so the mayor and I could work things out. He insisted on spending the taxpayers' money on this, and all we got was a kangaroo court.
According to the report, the witnesses acknowledged that Dwyer had been rude to Hofstede or did not follow Robert's rules of order on occasion, but they saw it as the result of Hofstede's behavior, not her gender. As far as the staff members who raised concerns about Hofstede's behavior towards them, Hofstede says she never meant to offend anyone. She acknowledges there is room for improvement in her delivery, but she says she's not willing to compromise on her message. Hofstede says she is a reformer, a fiscal conservative, and she thinks her efforts at cutting spending have made her unpopular among some city staff.
We have some wonderful department heads. We have some terrific city workers. But the people want change in this community. And for some of the leaders in our city administration, they're very willing to change. In fact, they bring forward ideas of change. And for others, they're very resistant to it.
Hofstede says at the very least her complaint was a shot across the bow, and she thinks the behavior of all parties has been improved at recent meetings. At this point, Hofstede says she's willing to move on and does not plan to pursue the issue any further.
I'm going to continue to do my best to work with the mayor, but most importantly, I'm going to continue to work hard to put the interests of the people of Petersburg ahead of politics as usual. And I just implore the mayor to get on with business at hand, run the meetings with dignity and according to Robert's rules, and just get on with the people's business.
Hofstad and Mayor Al Dwyer were friendly prior to being elected to office last fall. In interviews, they voiced many of the same concerns about city spending on capital projects and other issues. They voted the same way on many issues, and Dwyer even went to Hofstad's after-election party. But things started going badly after they both took office. The administration was shorthanded during a lengthy search for a new city manager. That and other issues contributed to rising tensions. As Hofstad vigorously questioned the recommendations and actions of staff, Dwyer began to admonish her about her approach.
In Melinda's case, a lot of times she likes to interrogate rather than interview, and she steps on people's answers, and she goes on, and that's fine. I mean, she's an elected official, and she's allowed to speak. I've never once not recognized her when I saw her hand up. And if you listen to the tapes of the council meetings, she's recognized more than anybody else, because she has more to say than anybody else. And that's her right. And so I resent the fact that she says I ignore her at the meetings.
Dwyer admits he's gotten frustrated at times and has expressed that in meetings, but he's insulted by Hofstad's claim that he was harassing her because of her gender.
You know, I'm around strong women all the time, strong people all the time. I don't usually hang around with people who aren't strong. So, I value her, Melinda's, ideas. She has some darn good ideas. She has some good insights. I don't like her delivery system. That's about it.
Dwyer no longer speaks to Hofstad outside of meetings because he says he's afraid that Hofstad will take something he says the wrong way. Dwyer says an harassment charge needs to be investigated, so he says he did insist the city have an investigation, and he's glad it's done. Despite being insulted by the discrimination claim, Dwyer says he can work with Hofstad in his official capacity as mayor, but he will not hesitate to speak out if he thinks any councillor is acting inappropriately.
If somebody is acting out of line in my point of view, I'm the chair. I'm going to make a ruling. And if they don't like it, they can make a motion, get a second, discuss it, and overrule me. That's what the system's all about. This is America. The mayor's not the dictator.
The report finds there is room for improvement in the conduct of city council meetings, and the attorney recommends closer compliance with Robert's Rules of Order. Dwyer agrees.
See, we're all amateurs trying to do a professional job. None of us are pros. When I first got elected, and I didn't know how to run a meeting. You know, I just didn't. I had 5 books on Robert's. I still have them, Robert's Rules of Procedure. And I'm still reading those things. And we advertised for a parliamentarian. We couldn't get one. And we decided that, what the heck, there's none available in town. So we're not going to ship one in and pay per diem every time we have a council meeting. I'll just have to learn it. And I'm going to make some changes.
At this point, things do seem to be going smoother. Despite political differences on several issues, the council's discussion and the interchanges between Hofstad and Dwyer were civil and polite at the past 2 council meetings. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.